For a few minutes. Eilu mekarmes va'adam mishneches. Learning over here. Pesachim begayi paragvav mishneches. Paragvav mishneches. Eilu mekarmes part two, I think. Eilu mekarmes va'adam she'ena mitam be'beheres. The following location are not mitam be'beheres. Toicha ayin, inside the ayin. Toicha oiz in the ear. Toicha choytim the nose. Toicha peh inside the mouth. Hakimotin folds on the body, and the hakimotim shebet zavar folds on the neck. Tachas hadad, ubeis hashechi, armpit, kaf regel, v'hatzipayrin, the sole, the nail, haroish, v'hazokon, hashchin v'amichva, hakedach, hashchin, a boil, v'hamichva, v'hakedach hamordin.
Let's say the
Rav. Sh'ena mitama Ba'arba maris negoyim se'es v'toldosa b'heris v'toldosa period. Toicha ayin, toicha oizen, shekol ilu in m'chashuvim k'arbasar. All of these things are not considered to be orabasar. Okay, they're not called orabasar. B'heris must come upon the orabasar. Like it says, v'yaksiv v'akasavay me'v'hoye v'ar b'saray. Ha'kimotin, what's kimotin? The kimotim she'b'sh'or ha'guf. Folds, v'akamotim shebetzavar on the neck, tana sefer leglui, the kamotim dereisha, kamotim shol shagufein. Deloi, tema, do not say kamotim de tzavar dafka, do not say that it's the kamotim of the neck dafka. Blemech say ki'achrini, because that's a unique type of fold, the kamotim on the neck, for some reason, I don't understand why people have a big neck, they have a lot of flesh on their neck, I guess so. Tachas adad kishemires kiminikas bina. Tachas only when she's in the position as she's nursing. Masha ena near ba'isa shah. Ena, whatever is not near that time is not metame. Fine. Ubeis hashechi. What's the beis hashechi? Kishemire kimoisek zesim. And when the person is in the position as if he is being moisek, he is harvesting olives. Kafa regel. Masha tachas hakaruris shala regel. The kark of the regel, the low portion. The kol elu enim or basar hanire. Oh. Now he adds a nayazach, it's not near it. What are you saying? He's saying a mordik is that the person stands. Being that a person is meant to be oymed, so therefore what's underneath his regal is not seen. Is that what he's saying? Because the person stands, a person is an oymed. He stands, mamelu, what's underneath the sole of his foot is not considered to be near it. But when a person is lying down, then it is near it. Teretz, when he's lying down, he's dead. The task of a man is to be an oymed. The tafkid is to stand vertical. And then when you're standing vertical, mamela, it's not natural to see what's underneath your foot. Isn't that what he's saying over here?
Right, but I'm saying that could be noticed, though. So tafkid, what happens if it's noticed that a person's in a recumbent or lying position? So then it's not considered a baharis?
We don't judge it. We're not, because since the tsuda of the Adam, the Adam is meant to be an oimed. That's what he seems to be saying over here. That's what he says. Mashtach sakarkis shal regel. The kol elu enam or basar hanir air. What do you mean it's not near it? Only the kark of the foot. What's the kark ka'aruris shal regel? What is that? I don't know what it means. Underneath the ka'aruris shal regel. It says over here the tachas regel. So it seems like it's maybe not, because if the rav without the brackets just says the regel. So maybe the person who put this word in the brackets, haka'aruris, is referring to a certain part of the regal that you can't see. Maybe it's the knee? The kaf regal. Oh, maybe that's what it means. The kaf regal means like the ankle of the foot. Maybe that's what it means.
No, I mean the Eichem of Shashim says that's referring to a part that's not seen.
Ah, okay. So my whole thing was drush. What I said was all drush. The Adam is an oymed, the male, you can't see the soul. He's saying, no, it's like the knee, like the underneath. I think it means over the kaver, it means the knee. Just like you have the ankle, the beis hashechi, there's the beis hashechi on the arm, there's the beis hashechi of the foot. The beis hashechi of the foot is the knee, the inside of the knee.
Yeah, so Takis, if a person has a mechia on the heel of his foot or on his nail, Then we're not machshavit at all.
Well, we said a nail is nothing. Nail is not called arbasa. We said that nail is not called arbasa.
Sure. Okay, but let's say on
It's not near it. It says it's not shach to see it. Since the body is folded in that area naturally, there obviously is a natural position. It comes to an ish that's benika espino and a person that's moisek zaysim. Everything couldn't be seen. Flatten out the person. You flat him out. Take a sledgehammer. Bang him down. You bang him down. You flat him out. Get some nails. You put him up.
No, that's not a Jewish idea already. But I mean, I guess it's true. But if a person's in a different position, and he notices it, let's say in the base of Maraschal or the mikveh, he could go to a kohen and he could say, you know, I got a problem. But apparently Chazal are telling you that you don't have to do this. I mean, if a woman is nursing and she goes to the mikveh, she sees something. You know, I don't know. It's very interesting. This is a I don't know.
Okay, the head and the zakan in the still sieve nesekhu. Nesek, tsaras, harosh hazakan, ain l'roishul zakan tuma, elo tumas nesakin. There's no din tuma, elo tumas nesakin bilvad. The only tuma is tumas nesakin, fine. Hashachin v'anichya. Now we go to shchin and nichva v'kedach hamoridin. What is this? Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah. Shaloi nishrapu yaf. We have a shchin and a nichve v'akedach. They go together. Person is a boil. A nichve is a burn. A kedach. What was the kedach? Kedach means, What was the kedach?
Kedach was something that didn't heal well.
All of these did not heal well. When it says hamordin, goes back on all of them. The Rav says, "Ashchin va'anich va'akedach ha'mordin shaloi nishrapu yafe v'loi nikram ha'or shalochem kiklipas hashom." It's going back on all of them. This word, the word ha'mordin, is going back on a shchin, a boil, a mikva, a burn, and a kedach. I don't know what a kedach is. Ha'mordin, mordin means, it means it did not heal.
Kedach is a shchin that was caused by a grum.
What?
It's a shchin that was caused by a grumma, that you touched something that was hot, and the hot item burned.
Right. We learned that before somewhere. Right. Okay. Oh, he says it. Right. He says it over here later on. He explains it. He goes back and explains it. The Rav explains it. Right. Yeah. It was a burn, but not direct fire. Secondary source of heat. It's like this. There's like premeditated murder, and then there is second degree murder. It's a second degree. Yeah. A second degree murder.
Right, so then there's the vaccine and there's under the vaccine.
Ya kedach hamordin einan mitamin b'negoyim. It's not mitamin b'negoyim. It's not mitamin b'negoyim. Einan mitamin b'negoyim. So therefore, so the ashrin v'alech v'akedach hamordin. All of these things.
Let's define these things and then let's go
back to the. So ashrin v'alech Shaloi nishrabu yofi v'loi nikram ha'or shalochem kiklibus hashom ein mitam b'mishum neged v'shchin k'sivit says shchina nirp. It says by the shchin it says it has to be healed. V'mikve na'ami k'sivit says v'choy se michyas ha'michva. It says there was the michya of the michva. Kedach, what's kedach? Hu shchin shabo machmas dover acher. Goin machmas makas evin, stone or eitz or gefes. They said some type of radioactive a thing, okay.
Why is it
radioactive? I don't know, because I don't know. It has to be radioactive. No, yeah, you have what's it called? You have as hevel. You have hevel. You have, let's say, you have olive refuse. Isn't olive refuse radioactive? I mean, whatever. It gives off a.
My chal is like olive extract.
Oh.
Gefes is typed to be P-E-A-T. But over here, we're talking about, let's say, Makas 708. Blunt trauma that causes an internal wound that doesn't heal well. Why do you say it's radioactive?
Okay, you're right. I'm just, you know, I just conspiracy theorist. That's why.
That's right. Now, Weider, Weider over here, he's going to talk about told the age. You know, there's a machlokes about, you know, if you can use water that was heated up from Chametz Tveri on Shabbos.
Yeah.
If it came from the ash itself or if it came from the sun itself. The machlokes of Yossi and so over here you're talking about. Let's go
weiter
in the
Rabbi. Okay, weiter. Therefore, Shlomo, I told us I should go in Remetz, Cham.
Mechvanami.
Shloi bo machmas ha'esh atzmoi. It didn't come from the fire itself. And then from Va'ela machmas told us esh. Could go in Remetz, Cham, hot coals, the gofsis, Cham, whatever that is. What?
Hot plaster.
Okay. Kol elu krim kedach loshon kigdoyach ish hamosim. Whatever that means. The kedach hamoyred nami. What does it mean? A rebellious kedach. Shaloi nisrapa vloihele krum kiklibas hashom einem etam hashom nega. Okay. So these things have never fully healed. Therefore, there's nobody nega. Mordim. What does it mean? Mordim. Kol zman shaloi nisrapu shaloihele krum krim mordim kolay meshadai oimdim demirdim. The rebellion. This the garrison more than b'shnei reishin loshen roar b'shnei flowing. So this is mamish gval thing for the sefer of drush on Mishnah. Drush on Mishnah is it is a tzivui in the bria that there should be refuah. And when the body is not healing, the body is begeder and moirate. That's a very deep idea. The Mishnah, the words of the Mishnah are kodesh kodoshim. If Chazal have gone so far to define a makom that has not healed with the term a moirat, does a gilui Chazal understand the welt a kadosh baruch hu built into the bria a tzivui? There should be refuah. A person is in a matzis and is studying this chelik of the bria. There should be refuah. If the body is not cooperating, the body, the teva, is rebelling against the ribayin shalayla. It's very deep, which basically means that when a person is sick and he doesn't gets better and he dies, it's a mas elokim. It's against the teva. Memela Hakadosh Baruch Hu is taking his neshama. Mas elokeinu, because the bria that Hashem made is that the body should heal. So why isn't it healing? Why? Because the body is rebelling, or Hashem is preventing the body from coming from our perception. It looks like the body, maybe not. Maybe it's me, the connected me, the person. The person is a moirate against HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this neshama. The male, it's me, the connected me, that the body is a moirate against the person. The body doesn't want to heal. If a body doesn't want to heal, it's a me, the connected me. Why are you not healing? Because your neshama is a moirate. Memela, your body is doing an act of merida. Okay, this is. There are no svarim. You know, we should make svarim on machshava on the Mishnah. Take all the halach, all the Mishnahs, and make drush. This would be a very good example to analyze this principle. I think this like Landover. If I would say it, what do you know? You're alter bach, never got married. Something wrong with you. It's a chasam soifer. Chasam Sofer, wow, what a thought. Unbelievable. Ah, me lonu ke chasam Sofer. Ni Moshe riad Moshe lakam ke Moshe. Ah, beautiful thought, profound, deep. You said it. What are you wasting your time on saying, Narish Zachin? Go to the Beis Hakise, put your head in the toilet and flush. And leave us alone. Vaita. Just take the vaccine already. Get it over with already. Go back to life. Come back in 5 months or 4 months for the booster. Leave us alone for 4 months. Weiter. The Enem Mitzvah is now we have to go back. Let's go back to the mission now. So the mission is the Enem Mitzvah B'negoim. Number one, number two, the Enem Mitzvah B'negoim. Then I can be Mitzvah. If it has a chatzi share, the ein a nega poisel is a chonet. The nega needs a pisyoin. This mokoyim is off limits. Does nish dish the mokoyim. It's nish the mokoyim of a pisyoin. The ein a metam mishon michya. Now that's a shver of art. this line of the Mishnah is from the Dvarim HaEmdim Berumai Shel Olam. It's Dvarim. It's like the She'en Lechem Amal Lismech. What these words over me. These Oisyes Parachis Ba'avir Ve'en Lechem Amal Lismech. The Dvarim over here. Ve'en Mitam Mishnah Michya. When you'll know why pizza is put in a square box and is circular and is cut in triangles, then you'll come to understand the Teichin HaDvarim over here. Of a state of Eim Tam Mishum Michya. It was on this mission that Moshe Rabbeinu said he saw Rabbi Akiva Darshan, and he didn't understand what he said. The Eim Ma'akvin is a Hoifich Kulavan. It's not going to hold back.
I thought that you were going to say that Moshe Rabbeinu saw some of the Jewish provocations with Mount Isaac. And he says, What? This is what I brought down? You're insulting me.
All right, right. Let's say the entire body turns white, and this spot where you have the ears, the nose, the eyes, the armpit, the kafa, the regel, all the zachna you mentioned, they're stubborn. They don't turn white. They don't want to take the vaccine. They don't want to turn white.
With the
skeleton
mikvah that has not healed, right?
Right. All of these zanos, all these zachen. It's going on the whole list, the whole kaboodle. Yes. It's going on the ganze zach. Allah mentioned that. Allah mentioned that. The whole chaver here.
Yeah.
So it's not going. It's not going to be an ikov. The ganze velt will turn into minus, just because these fellows they don't want to hold back. They don't count. The fatter. They don't count these people.
But it's called Az is the Kedusha.
The Az is the Kedusha. Okay, they don't count. Nish from unser dimension. Now, then we go to a naive part of the Mishnah. Let's first read the Rav, what the Rav says. They're not going to join the gris club. Since the Namitam, if they were the Oim, then Loy Mitam would not be Pisyon. That's a Yesoid. If you can be part of the team, you can be part of the reserves. In order to be part of the reserves, to be the Pisyon, you got to be part of the main team. Now, this is the hard part. What does this mean? So, the words of the Rav, forget about what the Tais Yontif says. Don't mishacharayin into the Rav. Read the Rav, what he says. The Rav says, if the nega spread the ganze body, the yesh beroyshoi oy bekaf ragloi, on his head, oh, he adds in here, beroyshoi, on his head. These are all the different items that we listed. He's just going back to the list, the chevra. V'yesh b'royishoy, oy b'kaf ragloy, oy b'kamotin b'sachai. And you have b'royishoy and b'sachai. Or, for that matter, l'choy, everything else in the list, I'm assuming. Ein mitamin mishum. Oh, no, maybe not. Maybe not. No. Ein mitamin mishum michyam. What does that mean exactly? It spread to the entire body, so it's tahar. What he seems to be saying is that if you have a nega, I think then I'm a little clarity. Now something's coming to me. If you have a nega, and the nega has pisyon, and it spreads to the entire body, completely, then it's tahar. But if you have a michya, kulaf achlova. But let's say you have part of your body, yeah. But part of your body, you have a michya. What's a michya? Pasha pshat. Before you get to all the teeth of pshatim, a michya is basar chai. Right? So it seems then that we don't say the principle anymore of kulu hafach lavan. Instead, we look at your entire body as one big baheres. Now here's the problem. Here's what I don't understand. So this pisyon. This pisyon, what's the problem? This pisyon. You told me.
Because this area is commandolescent. This area, like, it's not.
But let's say, but let's not discuss this area. Let's discuss the regular part of the skin. Let's discuss the. Amen.
You have to teach me how to make those brachas in case they ever call me up under the chuppah. I don't do such a good job.
I don't do weddings.
Okay.
I went yesterday to a vart. I came home very, very depressed. Really, really affected me. It really affected me very much. I went to a bar yesterday for 5 minutes. Bounced for 5 minutes. I went at 11 o'clock. Guy in Or Yitzchak. A young guy. Got engaged. Came back. Very shaken up.
Why?
Because... Weiter. So it seems like ordinarily the person has a mechia, or a baheres, and the baheres is nispashim in the ganzer guf, kuloi hafach lava. But let's say on a regular part of the body, on the arm, the stomach, anywhere, there is still a patch of arbasa. So here's my question to you: we don't need the arbasar if there's a part of arbasar. So that basically means that it's not kuloi hafach lava, right? If there is some arbasa that remains on the person's body, so you can't say that it's kuloi hafach lava. So why is the person tamei? He's tamei mishum pisyon. So what are you going to say? You're going to say no, that michya is not arbasa. Michya is something different than arbasa. So therefore, why is the person tamei? Because if there's a the michya, it's like he has a one big massive baheris and his entire body, and we have a simen tumah. What's the simen tumah? The simen tumah is the michya is be'emtza.
If it is indeed be'emtza,
does not mean be'emtza. When it says be'emtza, it doesn't mean be'emtza. It just means that it has a ring. It doesn't mean mamish be'emtza.
I understand, but let's say it's an area that's not affected.
Oh, so that's what the Mishnah over here is telling us. That if the michya isn't a part of the body, is on the head or on the beard, or the michya appears in the ear, the eyes, or the kamatin, or the moirate, the part of the wound that is rebelled, then that's not called the michya. So therefore it doesn't affect. Okay, but this other halacha, maybe we'll learn more later in the Masechta. This halacha of kuli, obviously this halacha of kuli hafach lavan needs more explanation. There's more to understanding the nature of kuli hafach lavan and the simanim, and the simanim behind kuli hafach lavan. Let's leave it with that, because next year we have to go weiter. The einim tam shemichya nachm the imparach bekula the yesh beroisha bekaf ragla bekodmat bevazachay ein metam shemichya inami im choya echem and amakamis a little bit mevutzar besoich hanega. If one of these locations, the ear, the eye, was the mevutzar. So he's saying over here is that this, he's saying with two different ideas. He's saying, take this halacha and let's use it in relation to the sugya of kuloi hafach lavan, or let's use this sugya in relation to the sugya of stam, or michya, that's be'emtza. Okay, right. Ve'enoi ba'akvim, next words of the Rav. The Eina Ma'akim Sefer Chula Lavan. It's not going to be. It's not going to be Ma'akev. It's not going to be Ma'akev as a Hayvich Chula Lavan. In Parachat Saras Bechulai Chutz Miachem Mekamas Halalu. In Ma'akim Dechsev Vechisa Hatsras Eis Kol Nega. Or Haroy Lios Boy Nega Prale Elush Eina Metam Mishum Nega. Okay, so it's not going to be Ma'ikov if it's Nispashit. The Gans Olam is Nispashit with Minus. And this makom is not nispashit. Who cares? We don't care about you. You're not part of mainstream belt. Memela, you're not an equal. In order to be an equal to the din of spashtus, you have to be mainstream. If you're not mainstream, you're a kemet. You're a kemet. You're a kedach. You're a head. You're a zokon. You're nish in unser dimension. You don't count. Weiter. Okay. Chutz me'acher. Chutz me'acher. Weiter. Chazar, now we go to the last part of the Mishnah. We want to welcome all our visitors who are listening from all over the world to the next part of the Mishnah. Chazar, Horoish, Vahazokin, Vinikruchu. Let's say now the ganze body, has the is kulav achlavan, and then later on the roish and the zakan the nikrichu, and they became bald. Hashchin now hashor hashchin v'amichva the shchin above v'amichva v'akedach v'nasu tzoreves. They become tzoreves, which means they form a crust. The moired does teshuva. And the shchin v'amichva v'akedach v'nasu tzoreves. They become tzoreves. Tzoreves means like a scab. So in other words, it forms a crust. Hare'elu mit.
Meaning that it's no longer
Aimei B'Merdam. Oh, right. No longer Aimei B'Merdam. So now there's a cross, and when it comes to the here, the head of the Zogain, there's no here. So the head now and the beard become like Or Basar. There's a Hechatimsa for the head to become an Or Basar. Okay? Hare Elu now Matam B'Negoyim. Oh, now they can be Matam B'Negoyim. But still, the Ein Mitztorfim B'Negoyim. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says, "Chaza harosh v'azok v'nikruchu shnikrach haseor shal b'hen v'nasu keor b'osor." Oh, v'chein hashchin v'amich v'akedach shenase tzoreves. What does it mean tzoreves? It's like you said. It's no longer oimei b'mirdoi. She nisrabu v'kodem aleim or kivu b'sashum ha'elu tam b'negoyim be'arba maros v'chu adin d'chavim v'otz v'listening nispashtu hakimot. We could have said a lot. We only give a few examples, but also the same thing applies to the neck. Or the folds. But here's the hard part of the Mishnah. The Einon Mitztarfim B'Negoyim. Roish V'Hazokin Mitztarfim. V'chein Or HaBosar V'Hazokin. The Roish V'Hazokin is not Mitztarfim. V'chein Or HaBosar V'Hazokin. You cannot combine. You cannot combine the Roish and the Zokin. The Roish is L'chud. The Zokin is L'chud. And the dimension. Like two passing ships in the evening. Don't intermingle the Roish and the Zokin. Likewise, what?
I was waiting for you to say that beautiful analogy.
Like the Maral and the Rav. The Maral and the Rav, two passing ships in the evening. The Rav didn't know from the Maral, and the Maral didn't know from the Rav. When he said that, I said, like, this guy is totally off the wall. Weiter.
If you say that it's not good enough b'chatchila to become a nega, then afterwards, I guess, I mean, I don't know the lomus behind that, just to be more descriptive, that it can become tamei, but it can't be mitzaret, because the b'chatchila, it wasn't good enough to be a nega. Meaning that, right, we say that it can become tamei, but only... But it can't be mitzaref. Why? Because its essence, because at its beginning it was not something that was a devar tum.
They're different zaken. The head and the zaken are different zaken. The or basar, so therefore also, so therefore the roish and the zaken cannot be mitzaref. The or basar and the zaken cannot be mitzaref. The or basar and the zaken. The or basar and the haroish. The or basar and the roish can't be mitzaref. The im bo loy chatzig this mesek b'roish. Inami chatzig this nesek bezokon, the chatzig this nega b'orbasa, ain't mistarfen. The chin chatzig this shechin, the chatzig this nichva, ain't mistarfen the chagris. Okay, if we say over here, as a general rule, we can make this into a new Mishnah. If we really want, we can make this into a nigh Mishnah, nigh sugya. Dinam mitstarif, fine. Chosach harosh vazokon v'nikichu, v'ashchin v'amik v'akedach v'nasu, or v'nasu reves, havelu b'tam b'negoim, v'ain't mistarfen b'negoim. What does that mean, Rav? Nega nega shall or basar in poise loy b'nesek harosh v'loy b'nesek hazakon v'loy b'shchin v'loy b'michvah v'loy chashivika or basar. So if you have they're right up against the Yama Beharis, right up against one of these things, and then you come back in the next week and it's spread into these things, it's not called the pisyon. It's a different zone. Okay, it's off limits. It's like China and Taiwan. Andrish, a different zone. You can't. It's like Russia and Crimea. Andere Mokom, nicht von unseren Menschen. You can't have any pisyon. Don't try to expand in there. The ein mitamishu michya. The nesakim mitalim b'shir tzav tzahoy v'pesyon b'seir tzav v'pesyon. A nesak in the beard is mitalim b'shem a yellow here in a pesyon. The shchinu mikva u'shchinu mikva b'seir lavan u'shchin u'mikva b'seir lavan. Wait, nachamol. The ein mitalim b'shem mikya. Why? The nam mitalim b'shem mikya. The nesakim mitalim b'seir tzav. The nesak is mitalim b'seir tzav v'pesyon. When a person gets a nega, that is a result, a product of shchin and michya, then the tumah is a white here, b'ser lavan u'pisyon. So therefore, since they have different sets of rules, one is white, one is yellow, therefore they're totally separate. You cannot be mitzvah for one. You cannot be mitzvah for one to the other. Okay, weiter. Aval. Ma'akvin as a hoifach hu lav. Back to Mishnah. Ve'ina nega boitz al tzach ve'ina tam mishnah mishnah lechia. Uno, wait, back, wait. Chazar, Rosh Chazar, v'nu v'nechu shchim, v'nechu 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 v'nechu. He's saying a general halacha. He's just saying a general halacha that when it comes to the beard. The beard, there's no din michya by beard, period. There's no simon to him, but that's what he means over here. He means over here that shchin michya kedach, if you have a nega that is a result of shchin or michva, there's no din pisyon. Pisyon is only a nega or basa. There's a nega or basa that has the din of a michya. But there's no such principle of a michya regarding the roish, the zakon, and a nega that is. And there, in Nesek, there's no din michya in Nesek, and there's no din michya regarding a nega that is a product of a boil, a shchin, or a burn, or a gorov. These things, the only way they're metame, not a gorov, or he's saying he's eating a lot of commentary into the Mishnah. He's saying there are different categories of the goyim. There's a category of the goyim called the head and the beard. Category called a shchin and a michya, a burn or a boil, and it now produces a white spot where the burn used to be. Where the burn used to be now, there's a white spot. Now, what does the kohen do? Well, there's a white spot, and so if there are two white hairs also, that's it, you're done. But let's say there are no two white hairs, pisyoin, we'll lock you up for a week. Let's say when the kohen inspects the person, there's a michya in the place where the boil used to be. The case of a nega that comes from a michya, comes from a burn, is a different type of nega. Stam nega that we're learning over here in the Masechta the entire time is a nega or basa. You have all of a sudden one day you wake up all of a sudden one day, and on the basa it's white. One day, look at that, lo and behold, you wake up in the morning, look at that, I see a white spot. Oh, white spot, you go to the kohen. The kohen says, look, I see a white spot, but I don't see any white hairs. I don't see any michya and I don't see any pisyon. So go into quarantine, and I'll look at you a week later. A week later, you're looking for one of three things: either pisyon or the white hair, or there's a michya inside. A michya is one of the three simanim which are metame abaheres. What kind of abaheres? Abaheres or bosar. But a person gets a bald spot on his head, and we discussed that. Does the bald spot also need to have a discoloration? That was machlokes rishonim. And now he puts it in quarantine. And he comes back the next week, and in the middle of the bald spot, there is a michya. Who cares? A michya has no consequence for the nega harosh nega hazaka. And there's another category of a nega called the nega of a mich of a shchin and a michya. On the skin, there was a burn, and now when the burn heals, the location where the burn heals, there is a white spot. That's not a regular or basar. That's called the nega of michva. Nega michva means he got burnt, and in the place of the burn, it's white. So the kohen gives a look, kikarayim, and he says, I don't see, there's no white here, so put you in quarantine. He comes back a week later. He's looking only for two things, either pisyoin or a white hair. Let's say he comes back a week later and he sees inside of this same, on this, where the burn used to be, the white spot, but in the middle of the white spot there's a michya, fresh flesh. No, that is not a simen tumah with regard to a nega that it comes in the aftermath of a burn or a boil. Okay, that's an important principle. Not every white spot is the same. There's stama white spot, and then there's a white spot that is the result of being of shchin or mechia. That's what the Rav says. In time shom mechia, the nesakim in time b'ser tzahay u'pisyon u'shchin u'mechia b'ser lavan u'pisyon. And therefore, there's no din mechia in these places. Vaita, avol me'akvin es ha'chayfech kule lavan. Now that you have a now that we're dealing with the head became white, there's no hair on the head, and the boil has a scab. So if this fellow, his whole body becomes white, and these mekoymos do not turn white, then he remains tahar. He remains tamei. It's ma'akev, because since all the hair fell out of the head, and because the michya, the boil from the scab, it's going to be ma'akev. Av ma'akev nes ha'hefach kul lavan. Rav. These things now have become mainstream. The head and the zaken has become from under dimension, and the boil, the damage to the flesh from the fire, the shchin, the garof, has become mainstream. And we need it to become white. We need you also to be vaccinated so that we can achieve herd immunity. From unser dimension. Until it spreads, it's tamei. It's not called kulav v'chalavan. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Horosh v'azokon ad shlihelu seyar v'hadil dulin shabarosh v'shabazokon nidoinin ki or habosar. Same thing. Just like we said this principle, if the hair falls out, we say the same principle if they never had hair to begin with. The head and the zaki never had to begin with, or there is attached to the body, there's on the rosh, there is some flesh that's dangling. Then, nidoinin ki'or b'habosar. Let's see, the Rav, he says, ha'rosh ha'zaki sh'ol he'lu seik, we're going cotton. From the kindlach. Sh'loi tzamach zekonai, oi loi hisir roshai, nidoinin ki'or b'habosar. We judge them like or b'habosar, litami b'beheres. To be mitame bebeheres, v'chein adudulu shemirosh v'zokin d'lesnu hu sheser nidarim ke'ar basar ma'akim etzat p'richa, like regular basar b'achat p'richa v'nega poysa ma'akim etzat p'richa v'anega poysa l'sachin, the neck can also, it can spread, it counts as a spread, it goes into it u'mitstarfin l'gris, and there are mitstarif, you can take the other part of the body with this part of the body as long as they're adjacent, and it can be mitstarf to shiva gris. Because a kindlach.
These things, the makabel tumah, meaning that as of this point, they're not makabel, but they're just immature or they're young. But it could be dulin, or it could be the hair in the zaken could actually reach the shear. Then we can say that they're tumah. And they can be mitzvahed for a case of kula habachlavan also?
Yeah, it's ma'akev, it says.
Right, correct.
And it is a valid territory for pisyon. Pisyon will work there, will go there. And number three, you can be mitzvahed. So let's chaz the Mishnah inside, in the veining. As he say in Yiddish? In the veining?
In the
veining,
yeah.
In the veining. In the veining.
Lama, it stands for Lazmir, but when you say it quickly, it's Lamir.
Lamir. Lazmir. Aran kicking in the vein. Eilu mekam respond. The following of the mekam respond. The mensch sheinu mitam beharis. Mitam beharis. Toicha ayin. The ayin. Toicha oizen. The ear. Toicha chaitim. The nose. Toicha peh. Inside the mouth. Hakimotim folds. The hakimotim shebesavor. The neck. Tachas adad. When an isha is nursing. Vebeis hashechi. When you're in the middle of harvesting the olives. Kaf regel. The sole of the foot. The sole of the foot. The sole of the foot. Kaf regel, the sole of the foot, ivahatsi poren, okay, and the nails, horoish, the head, vahazokon, the beard, vahashchin, vahmich, vahakedach, hamordin. Those three things that have not yet healed.
Just out of curiosity, but when it says rosh, it means the entire head, or it means like the back of the head, like you say, right, mikaf regel vahrosh and bo mesom.
There was no completeness. I don't know. L'chayr means the whole head. I don't know. I really don't know the answer.
What is the code?
What is the what?
Code. What is the code?
The skull.
What?
The skull.
So what's the difference between a rosh and a code? The rosh has hair on it and skin and tissue, and the code is the bone itself. I mean, nobody sees the bone.
I don't know unless it's
like the bone at the back of the head, like that's what I've always thought. Like code is like the bone on the back of the head where our brothers in Eretz Yisrael rest their small yarmulkes on top. To me, I always thought that was the code, but I don't know. Remind me to ask Rabbi Carmi the difference between code and rush, since Parshas Zasa Bracha is coming up anyway. Okay, right.
Arroish Vazok of Ashkin Vanuk Valkeda Hamordin, fine. The Enamitam and the Gom, the Namitam and the Goyim, the Enamisam and the Gom, the Namitam and the Goyim. All of these things, in other words, they cannot get a negative. These things are not candidates to become the Mukamis of Nagoyim. They don't start from Nagoyim. They're not even Mitzarev to Nega. If you can't be an Iker, you can't be a Tofel. Those are the Yisod in life. In life, in order to be a Tofel, you have to have potential to be an Ikor. And therefore, since over here these cannot be mekumis of the ikor, they cannot be mitzaref either. They don't make a poisel l'sechon, okay, and there's no din pisyon. There's no din pisyon. It spreads into these places. It doesn't count as a pisyon. Veidem etam mishum michya, which we explained to mean that if this mokaim happens to be right smack and center of a larger baheres that has not spread and has no white hairs, and the only solution, the only way we can condemn this person to the muchlat center, is by looking at this mokam that's smack in the center of an outer baharis to be the michya section. Too bad. We have in that area by the ear. We have a baharis that surrounds the ear. Well, ear is not a good example because the ear it's part of the rosh. But let's say chves, one of the other zachen that we said the tzipurin. We have a nega that surrounds that area where the tzipurin is, and there's no pisyon. There's no pisyon. There's no white here. So the only way we can chop this guy and we can sentence him to the Mukhlat Center in order to pad our statistics that we're doing a good job and getting people in there so we can get government funding is to say that Mokamat Sipoyden Gufalein Dosalein is the Michya. We don't have a Seir Lavan, we don't have Pisyon. No. A Yid is an Eitzah. The tzipoyren is going to be the michya to view this as a nega. No, a long karam in Rakhash says that is flawed. That is incorrect. The ein mitam mishum michya. The ein me'akvin is ahayfich kul lavan. And these mekamos and achmin ma'hapich kul lavan. Therefore, the bench is this tar. Chazan. Now we go to a nidin. Part two of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah. Zogazoy. Let's say we have over here Chazar Rosh Vazokan V'Nikhu. Let's say the Rosh and the Zokan, they became bald. Oh, there's no hair anymore. Now join the club. You've been initiated into the club of Unzer dimension. Chazar Rosh Vazokan V'Nikhu. Or let's say Hashchin V'Amich V'Hakedach V'Nasu Tzulevis. The Merida is over. The rebellion has come, been squashed by the Velt. Harei Elu Mitam B'Negom. Oh, now they are mitamin binagoyim. They themselves, zeilin, can be a nega. ve'ena mitzarf min b'adin. But here's the chiddush: they can be mitam bin a goyim. Period. Now here's a new din. This very doesn't flow very well the Mishnah here. Now he's saying according to the Rav, he's saying a naya din. Just put a period according to the Rav. A new din now. Ve'ena mitzarf min a goyim. A general rule. The head does not combine with the beard. The beard, the our boss doesn't combine with either the head or the beard. And a shchin does not combine with our boss. These, each nega is in a world to itself. That's what he seems to say. The ain't zayim in the goyim. The ain't a nega poisel l'soichon. A nega cannot be poisel l'soichon into what? Forgetting everything already. The ain't poisel l'soichon. Nega shall our boss. Ain't poisel lebe nese koroish. Our boss. A nega of our boss cannot be poisel into these are not called arbasa. Okay. And these mekaymos are not mitam mishum michya, like we explained before, that there's no din means there's no din michya. These mekaymos, the head, the beard, shchin, a boil, or a burn, is not a makom that is a candidate for a simin. It's only the rest of the body. Our bosser, aval ma'ach v'nesachiv v'chulu lavan. It is ma'apech harosh v'zaken ad shloih hilu serah adildulin shemrosh shebazaken nidin ka our bosser. All right, we have to stop here. I'm sorry, I have to go. It's 3:44. We have to do part three. We have to tomorrow go over the ikum mefarshim and the charts. I cannot. It's rushing up now. It's not going to be good. Okay, I gotta go. I gotta do a lot of things now. All right, I got mamish got to run. Okay, zay gazon. Thank you very much for learning with me. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe, stay away from people, stay away from you know, the Welt. The Welt is a chayla.
You know, you shouldn't have got so down about the Vart last night. You shouldn't.